Dave, call him Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Steve, this is Mark Hemingway here. I got a message from you.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I was just listening to your voicemail from yesterday.
Just that was today.
Oh, it was today. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can I help you? So I heard you were kind of interested in some working capital.
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay.
I got a couple jobs here. I'm trying to wrap up, and I'm running short on cash flow.
Okay.
But I am already in one program with Yes Lender.
With Yes Lender?
Yep.
Okay.
I think there's about a, I don't know, probably around 20 grand, I think.
Left on the balance?
Yes.
Okay. When did you take that out?
I took it out, it's fairly new, actually. I think I took it out, let's see. I got a mark in my calendar here. It's been like 3 or 4 weeks, I believe.
Okay. Do you know what the total payback is?
Yeah. I mean, I have to look it up on my contract.
Okay. Oh, you can just do like a rough estimate.
I think it was around $30,000. I think bar 24 and paying back $30,000.
Okay. Perfect. Now, is that set up on daily payments or is that weekly?
Daily.
Yeah, okay.
Daily payments. Uh-huh.
Cool.
$250 a day.
Okay. So you're pretty familiar with the working capital loans then and how they work. How much are you looking to take out here?
Well, I guess depending on how much it's going to cost me. I mean, if I took out 50, I'd have to pay them off. I hate to borrow money to pay them off, though. Let's just borrow money. It's just,
oh, yeah. But sometimes, though, you know, if that loan is, you know, just a little too expensive for you, you know, and refinancing is, you know, something that we always do here. So, you know, if it makes sense for the business, then, you know, you're going to save some money on refinancing that loan, you know, buy it now and, you know, use some extra capital.
If I can get a pretty good deal, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of high. But,
okay.
You know, I understand that. But it was, you know, I was just, anyway, I was kind of, you know, I guess it depends on the financing charges, you know.
Sure. Absolutely does. Now, is $50,000, is that what you want or is that what you need? Because what I normally do for all my customers is I get you approved for the most amount and for the longest term. And then we work back from there. So, you know, let's say you get approved for way more than what you're looking for. You don't have to take all of that. What you can do is just take what you need. And that's the best way to
do that. I understand that, yes. Yes.
Okay, so we'll do that. So tell me a little bit more about these projects that are coming up. What are they? How much do you expect to make on them? And are they like, are you set up on net 20s or net 30s? Or?
Actually, I'm right in the middle of one. And, you know, I have to pay for materials and everything. And they'll pay as soon as I'm finished. Within probably 10 days.
10 days?
I've got about 2 more weeks on it. And,
okay. And how much you know, are you getting paid on that?
Well, my contract is, there's a balance of about $29,000 left on my contract.
Okay.
But I had another subcontractor come here and help me with it. He's done, you know, 80% of it, so I owe him a pretty good chunk of it.
Nice.
I'm going to owe him about half of it, actually.
Okay. So what do you think? What do you think your straight profit off of that would be then?
Well, on this one here, not too good because he's done most of it. You know, I've been out of town working on another project, and it doesn't look like I'm gonna get my money on it. There's some issues and.
God, that's I hear that all the time. That is so horrible.
That's what's got me in the jam, because this makes about 2.5 months I've worked this year, and I'm not getting my money.
That's crazy, man. Do you guys pour these concrete projects and then they don't pay? Like, that's doesn't make sense, man. That's horrible.
Well, the ones I'm talking about, see, we also do grind and polishing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's a really fast growing business, and a lot of these guys try to get out there and I get into a jam, and then, you know, I go and help them. And,
yeah.
And, you know, then I get, they got the job, they got the contract, and then I make a deal on a handshake with them and give them an invoice, and I'll get you paid, and then all this time goes by, and then it's like, well, I didn't make any money. I had to pay this, had to do this, and then I ain't got no money now. You know, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
pretty sad.
I'm not doing it no more. I'm not. Every time I go help a buddy out, that's what happens. And I'm not doing it no more.
Yeah.
Well, not really a buddy, but, you know, someone I know.
Yeah, of course. A friend, yeah. I know what you mean. Just someone you're just trying to help out. I got you.
But
that's still pretty.
But,
okay. Now, here on
you know,
the.
Normally we do about, you know, around between $600,000 and $800,000 a year. Just. We're
okay,
a small
that's
company,
perfect.
And it's just like myself and about 2 to 3 men, and that's gross revenue, you know. And usually I'll net probably around 250 a year.
Okay,
you
that's
know?
Fine. Yeah, well,
if everything goes good and then I'm getting paid, that's pretty simple, easy. I mean, you know,
right.
Just when things are going normal.
Sure.
And now this year, I never taken hits like this before.
Yeah, sure. I feel it, man.
I mean, I'm talking about close to $70,000.
Hmm.
Yeah,
well,
for a guy with me and me in a small outfit, you know.
Sure.
And right in the middle of the project now, and I need to do something here so I can finish it.
Yeah, okay. I hear you on that. The nice thing is that, you know, from what you told me, you know, we go off the top line revenue for the capital loan. So, you know, if you're grossing 600 to 800, you know, you're probably looking around, we can get you about 50 to, you know, 90, somewhere around there, you know, but you're looking for 50. So, I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far out there, you know.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Like I said, I'm just going to, you know, get you qualified for the longest term and the most amount, and then you can work back from there. So, that's the best way to do it, honestly. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. I think it's around a 6. I haven't looked at it in a while. Last time I looked at it was around 630.
630?
Yeah, I got some tax liens. That's what's knocking it down there.
Okay. What kind of tax liens do you
have? I've been paying on them.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
I'm on a payment plan with them, so everything is current.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So, I mean, if you, as long as you have the payment plan, and you know, you can send that over and all that stuff with the paperwork, you'll be fine there. I mean, we just need to see that you had a payment plan with that. So that's perfect. Just out of curiosity, do you know what the balance on the tax liens are, or how much you were, what those are?
I think the settle is right around $100,000. We're on like a $2,000 a month payment plan with them.
Okay.
I really don't have a written agreement. I think they just debit my account every once a month.
Okay.
It's paid out.
Okay, we'll probably see that on the bank statements. I'll let you know if I need anything else. Now, you're looking for this loan like pretty fast, right? Do you have, like, a deadline or anything?
Yeah, I need it pretty quick if I can get a pretty good rate on it, you know. You got any idea what the rate might be, some kind of range?
Well, you know, it all depends. Just like you are doing right now with YesLender, it's a fixed payback, so there is no like fluctuation in APR. It's not an annual percentage rate. It's a fixed payback, so you know exactly how much you're paying back. So just like on your YesLender, how you took out 24 and you're paying back 30, that's exactly how it's going to be here. Now that all depends on, you know, what your bank statements look like. What you told me your credit is about 630. Now you got to remember that these are unsecured cash loans, so it might be a little bit more expensive. But you know, if you're in a jam right now and you need the money and you're going to make money off of it, then it makes sense for the business. Even if you take out a longer term and you pay it back sooner, once you get paid on these jobs, you know, it'll be cheaper for you in the long run. So it's pretty much you're borrowing money just to keep you afloat for, you know, these next 2 weeks, and then pay it back, and then you're good to go. You know what I mean? Now with your with your credit score at 630, I mean, that might be a little bit of a issue, just you know, in the price of the loan, just because it's at 630. But you know, it's not going to be outrageous. It might be a little bit more expensive, but it's not going to be outrageous, I don't think. Again, what I'm here, I'm going to get you qualified for the best deal possible, and then you know, we can go from there. Now, have you gone to your other bank or anything? Like your local bank or anything stuff like that? Okay.
No, I haven't. I haven't tried that.
Okay. I know sometimes they can just, they're much harder to get approved with, and it takes a long time for them too.
Well, yeah. I don't think they will approve, matter of fact.
Yeah, it's hard. Ever since 2008, you know,
with the tax lien and the credit score, they'll probably just kick it out.
Yeah, and it would take 6 months for them to get back to you too. That's why they kind of suck right now. All right, and let's just say that this doesn't happen for you. Do you have a plan B?
Yeah, maybe. Unless you're working on one. If we hang up here, yeah. Okay. I mean, I got a couple things I could sell, I guess, you know.
Okay. Sure. And just so you know, too, do you need any equipment? Because I know you're a concrete company, and we do equipment financing, so if you need, like, some equipment to help out with those projects that are, you know, you're in right now, you know, we can do that, too, you know. Those are going to be the secured loans longer term. So, you know, if you've been looking for equipment as well, we also have that, too, just as an option. I don't know if you are looking for equipment or anything like that.
Well, I just bought a new piece.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, they gave me a 90-day on it, and I did a big job, and I paid it off, you know, in 90 days.
Oh, right on. What was it?
But it was only like $25,000.
Oh, okay.
It was a floor grinder, a propane floor grinder.
Oh, right on. Okay.
1,100-pound floor grinder, you know, propane grinder.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. So you made it back the money on that pretty fast, yeah? That's pretty good. 90 days? That's not bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a good job to do it on. You know, I had to buy it because I had to do this job in less than 2 weeks. And it was a $60,000 contract, but, you know, I guarantee him I can do it within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there and worked like every day for like 12 and 14 hours a day till we got it done.
Damn. All right. That's good, man. Okay, let me see here. So just to recap.
We get those every now and then, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I got one coming up here starting on the 1st. It's not very big. It's only a $20,000 deal, but I'm going to try and do it about a week.
Hey, man, $20,000 is $20,000, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can do it in a week. You know, I may not get any sleep, but yeah. I can do it.
I gotcha. How long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1982.
So just a little while.
Yeah.
Cool, man. That's awesome. How'd you get into the business?
Well, right out of high school, I started working for a concrete contractor. And I worked for him about 4 years, and I decided I didn't want to be sitting in a desk, sitting on my butt all day.
Working for someone else. Yep.
I didn't want to be working for somebody else. I like going different places, and I like working outside, and I like challenges. So I just decided concrete work, that there would always be concrete work, whether it was new or repair.
Oh, yeah, always.
You know, replacement, always concrete work. And I just decided that's what I want to do, so I've been doing it ever since.
Cool, man. Looks like it's worked out for you. I mean, you've been grinding for, like, what, 35 years, looks like? 34, 5 years?
Yeah. Yeah,
you made it through,
30
man.
Years I've been independent since 82, so about 34 years, and I've been working in concrete for over 40 years now.
It's good, man. You must love it.
Well, I mean, you know, it's got its pros and cons like everything else, but
sure.
I'm being my own boss, and I work too damn hard not to get my money. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
I work too hard and I keep going in debt. I'm trying to get out of debt, not keep getting more debt. But
I understand what you mean, man. I totally feel for you. What was I gonna say? Oh, you're 100% owner, right? You don't have any partners or anything, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, I mean, with everything that you've told me here so far, you know, your sales are great. You know, you're looking for $50,000. No, now I know you're looking for $50,000. Now, is that just to pay off the loan? Are you going to use it for anything else? I know you said, you know, for some cash flow and things like that, but are you, like,
well, yeah, I need
materials?
I do need to buy some materials.
Okay.
I need to buy some concrete materials to finish up this one job I'm working on. And I need to pay off Yes Lender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, $56,000, you know, that kind of, somewhere, that should get me over this hump I'm in. That should give me about 25 or 30. It happens all the time.
Okay.
That should give me about 25 or 30 to work with, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is the fall time, is it the busy season for you guys, or is it year-round for you?
It's year-round for us now. Now that we're in the grinding and polishing part, we're able to work through winters also now.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool.
That's the reason I got into it, because, you know, I got tired of working all year, and then winter time, you save up for the winter, and then spring, you're starting all over again. All your money's gone, and, like, you're starting all over again.
Yeah, I gotcha. Cool, man. Yeah, so this sounds pretty good. What we can do, we're a relationship-based bank, too. So, you know, we want to do business with you for a while. So, I mean, we don't want to just do one transaction and, you know, close the doors with you. I mean, that's not going to keep our doors open. So we're definitely a relationship-based bank. We want to stick with you and, you know, possibly do business with you for, you know, a long time. You know, I want to...
Well, I like
to
the equipment financing part you have. I mean,
yeah.
I always want to buy equipment.
Yeah, we have some good rates on that. You know,
I wish I could have bought this grinder on a little more time, because I really couldn't afford to pay that $24,000 in 90 days. I could have put that towards something else, you know.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have, you know, normally with our equipment financing, we're, you know, we have 2 to 7 years sometimes on equipment financing. So, you know, that's the real nice thing about that. That's so if you ever need, you know, if you're ever in the market for equipment, you know, give us a ring, because we have some great, that's our bread and butter pretty much.
Well, I do want to get a CAT excavator, a little mini excavator.
Yeah, okay. When were you thinking about getting that?
Around, well... as soon as I can get some breathing room here,
yeah.
You know, get a little more cash built up here. It's probably going to be next year. I got about, it's probably going to be next year, I'd say, probably next spring, because I've got one CAT 259B I think I owe about somewhere between 6 and 8 more payments, and I'm done with that one.
Nice. How much do those usually run?
I think new they're running about 60,000.
Okay. Perfect, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're looking for a nice spring, you know, we can definitely help you out there.
Grinder, you know, there's always something in this grinding polishing I could use. Maybe another grinder here in the near future.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that... I need a damn trailer. I need a freaking new trailer because I can't get all my equipment on this trailer I got.
A new trailer?
I buy a new trailer.
Well, let me hook you up with a new trailer. How much are those usually? Have you looked at one recently?
Oh, I've been looking at them, yeah. The one I need is probably going to be about $10,000.
Okay.
I'm going to get a good 24-foot enclosed trailer with 2 7,500-pound axles. That's what's going to drive the cost up on them. I mean, I can get one of that size for around 5, but I just don't think it's going to handle the weight.
Right.
That's the thing about these trailers. They got to be able to handle the weight. And
yeah, for sure.
I'm putting probably 12 to 14,000 inside one of these trailers, and 2 5,000-pound axles. I mean, that's stretching it.
Yeah, is that what you have right now? Is 2 5,000-pound axles?
No, I've got 2 3,500-pound axles.
Oh man!
On a 20x7, and I can't get it all on there.
Okay.
I have to always make 2 trips, or take 2 trucks and 2 trailers.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Let's get you a trailer, man. You can get all the equipment on one trailer. That way, you don't have to, you know, make 2 trips. You know,
yeah,
do you have a? Yeah, I mean, do you have?
get in there. We're so
gotcha.
Damn full. Can't get in and get anything out. I gotta load everything.
Right.
Before I get to something.
Yeah, it's taking up time. I gotcha.
Right.
Well, do you have a vendor already for those?
Not really. I mean, I've been looking online at eBay, you know. I think I did bid on one, but I didn't get it. I must have got...
Mm-hmm.
He must have sold or something. He must have got more money there for something. But usually come out of Georgia from the lawn mm-hmm. built.
Okay. Now these,
but, you know, I could, you know, if I got approved, you know, I could certainly buy one.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was gonna say. Are these trailers gonna be new? Are they new at $10,000?
Yeah.
Or are they okay?
They'd be brand new.
Nice. Okay.
I do have a vendor here locally. I mean, I could probably go to Gator.
Yeah.
They make some pretty. I could probably get spec one out through them. And
yeah, I mean, if you have if you get an invoice from them and all that stuff, yeah, I mean, we just, you know, we would need the invoice just to see what we're, you know,
okay.
we're financing for you. So that's, you know, that's down the road. You don't have to have it immediately. But what I can tell you is that I will send you both, like, applications. If you just want to fill them out, that way I already have, like, the... Because I know you want to do the working capital first. That's the most important. Now, with
right.
the equipment, I know you know, you can kind of wait on that, and you'll want to go see some trailers, but I definitely want to get, you know, I definitely want to work with you on those trailers as well. In the meantime,
okay.
what you can do is when I send you the paperwork, I'll send you the working capital application and the equipment finance one. Fill them both out. That way, I already have the equipment finance application here, and I don't need to, you know, get all that paperwork, you know, when you're looking to get the trailer immediately. You know, that way I already have it here in your file ready to go. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So we can do that. So, here, I have your file here. Do you have an email, Mark?
I do. It's Mark at Hemingway-Concrete.com.
Hemingway.
Yeah.
Dash Concrete.
Yes. Now, Hemingway. There's no ing, so it's Hemenway.
Okay.
Dash Concrete.com. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'll do is I will I'll send you an email. It'll have the both the applications for working capital, the equipment, and then it's just going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements, the tax return, and probably just your current loan contract with the YES lender.
Okay.
And I think that should do it. Yeah, we should be good there.
Okay.
And
I'll over here and I'll get to work on it.
Okay. Do you think you're going to get the paperwork to me today? If you give me the paperwork today, I could probably get you an answer by the end of the day. It's early enough.
All right. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I need it pretty quick if we can do
okay.
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully I can get a pretty good deal. Cause,
hey, man.
I've been doing these probably the last 2 years. I get out one, and I got to turn around and do another one.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's been paid back, you know.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
I've had Merchant One. I've had, I think, Yes Lender. I think this is probably about the fourth one I've been in with them.
Okay.
Now, I've had a few, sometimes there's some checks that go through. I've got some, a non-sufficient fund, NSF, yeah. I've had a few of those on my bank statement there. I've got a few of those.
You have a few of what? I'm sorry, you kind of broke up.
Non-sufficient funds on my bank statements. I've had a few of those.
Okay. Do you know about how many?
Because
what you can
do, you know, two or three or four a month, you know.
Okay. Well, let's just take a look at it. What you can do if you want, because I know in the past 6 months you've had those, if you want to send, you know, like a full year's worth of your bank statements, that might help out your file a little bit more. You could also do that. I mean, it's just a few more clicks of the mouse. It's totally up to you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'll definitely...
Here and I'll get to work on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send that within the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right, Mark.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Have a good day. All right, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye.